It's not working, and I don't know why.
I mean, that's okay. I know the song. It's like...
Right, right? We need to know. Okay, well, don't make a... How about we don't make a mockery of it?
It's not. It's called an homage.
Okay, don't make a cheese of it either.
No, I thought that was what you dipped the bread in.
Here we go. Oh. Still?
Nothing.
Still what?
Nothing, Captain.
I mean, I know what the song sounds like. As long as the listeners are getting it.
All right, well, let's say it happened then. I don't know why. What's going on? Yeah, it is, unfortunately.
Okay. No sound effects for us today. That's okay.
It's not okay, Shane.
It's totally fine. I'll do great without. Most of the sound effects are to interrupt me, I feel like.
Well, I have nothing then. My whole bit is just interrupting Shane. I don't know what I'm going to do this episode.
That's fine.
This is the quiet special. Silent special.
And you can also just tell me when you're going to play stuff. I'm going to play a gunshot. They'll hear a gunshot.
Oh, that's fun. I'm going to play this new song that you're going to love.
Okay.
I'm playing this new song you don't know.
Okay, describe.
It's where Shane Shane, where Shane Shane.
Are we in the episode? Welcome to Podcast this Very is, Important. This is
Do you know where Shane Shane?
No. I haven't heard every song.
Well, you fucking missed it because I don't have it here.
I listen to a couple songs a day. I'm trying to catch up.
A couple songs a day? Shane, that'll make you sick, dude. A couple songs a day?
No, most of them I've heard before. These aren't first listens.
You're relapsing?
How long are these songs?
Are we in the episode?
Welcome to Podcast Very Important, the only podcast you should be listening to. My name is Connor Doyle.
Wait, are we actually?
Sound wizard extraordinaire. And with myself is another self named Shane Cooley. How are you, Shane?
Hey, I'm good. Heard there might be some monkeys in that song. Curious about them. Wondering
can't,
what they're
you can't do
like.
The bit. There, we didn't even hear the song. You can't
literally
do the bit.
Didn't
well, the
hear
audience
the song.
Did. It's called kayfabe. It's called mise en scène. It's called en media.
I ordered
res.
That from the Chinese restaurant.
All of
the mise en soup.
Mise en scène with tofu lover Jason Crevier is also here.
I love tofu. I love mise en soup. I love.
Excuse me, sir. Garçon, could I have the mise en scène?
Yeah. All that stuff.
It's an important part of French cinema and Chinese cuisine.
Wait, isn't it Japanese? Did I fuck that up?
Miso soup is, yeah, you did.
No, sorry, yeah. No,
you
right,
did.
No, I was saying a different thing, though.
Much like my grandfather, my English grandfather, who whenever he would get back together with his brother, they'd like sing some old... quaint racist British song from the war.
Oh no.
And they have like, oh, there once was a Chinaman, he came from Japan, that sort of thing.
Do we have a song like a jingle for Jason's racist? Do we have?
Oh my god, did you put an accent on that as well?
I didn't do anything.
You said you went Jason.
I don't
put on a list.
But I don't know what accent that is, so how can I be offending anyone if I don't even know what I'm doing?
I suppose that's ignorance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Air playlist. Tight. Yeah, we've got Jason's Racist by Confucius Says. Are you going to play that or Confucius Says?
He can't.
So
that's
racist.
The whole point. It's the silent special.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. We're having some technical difficulties. Tiff is sick. She didn't show up. It's a little sad. But there will be some stuff afterwards. You know, you'll hear some sound effects. We just can't hear them in the moment.
We're all temporarily deaf. Can't hear each other as well, unfortunately.
We are all deaf and
That's
we
right,
can't
Connor.
Hear each other.
Thank
and
you.
And we can't really know how we're doing in this.
Thank
Shane,
you for
over
saying.
To you. Thank you, Shane. Welcome back, listeners, to my side of the desk.
Hello.
We're going.
It's
we're
my
trying
turn
to read
today.
Lips. Now, the problem is Shane has very small lips and I have very
you too,
big
Jason.
Lips. So Jason.
Am I doing
okay,
it right?
Jason's forgotten how to speak.
Are you sure? I can't hear him.
Well, it's funny because I can just hear lip smack. So it sounds like Jason's microphone is working.
Okay. I hate to cut us off. This is an impossible bit to keep up and I do not want to do it.
Probably doesn't make a good podcast either.
Yeah.
And whatever you say.
We're counting down everything that you need to know this week. And over to you, Shane.
This is like a speech jammer. I hate this.
I do want to do, I think dumber. We should do an episode with a speech jammer.
Oh, where the audience can't hear it, but only we hear it?
Yeah,
It sounds like we're melting.
For those who don't know, audience, a speech jammer is basically just a delay where you hear your own voice, but like a millisecond or two after your own, to the point where it breaks your brain and it makes you sound more incoherent than my dad after a bottle of Jameson.
It feels like you're being attacked by a wizard.
Now that is exactly right. Now what would that look like? Let's do a role play.
Oh, classic. We haven't done a role play in a while. God.
Well, if I can't hear the song, then I don't know when to start.
I'll do it for you.
That's not the sound.
That was more Star Wars, I think. Oh wait, we're in it.
Okay, we're in it now, guys. Oh, we're in it now. Mother, why must I go into the forest to the old crone's hut? Mother?
Because you've got Crohn's disease, child. You're shitting all weird.
Mother, must we eat wheat and gluten? Mother, what must we?
Is that a bricks and dust? Only options we've got out here in the Worcestershire, Essex, and all of that Saxony.
All right, Mother, here I go through the woods to see the old crone's house to solve my old crone's disease. Over to you, Shay. Knock, 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 old crone, open up. I'm shitting me pants out
Who's
here.
There?
And I need to get...
Who's at me door? Let me have a look.
I'm little peasant girl
little
Becky.
Little peasant girl Becky with the leaky bum. With the leaky bum.
Why are you keeping quiet out there? I'm trying to sleep.
It's someone, I'm trying to do a spell on
Who's
them.
Who's at the door then? Did they say the name?
It's some little shit-covered peasant.
Good.
I have Crohn's disease and I've come seeking the Crohn's. Oh my god,
get the fuck out of here.
I have trouble speaking now. I've got a speech jammer. And that's how the American accent was born. They speech jammed a few of the pilgrims before they came over.
You know, I listened to a podcast on why the American accent is different from the British accent, like when they diverged, and I don't remember what it said.
Okay.
That's because of the speech jammer.
This was years
ago.
But
who were the people in the podcast? British accent?
No, American.
And now, are you saying no American or no American, like, yes, they were British?
Am I being speech jammed? They were American.
I have a clip of the podcast. I found it. I'm going to
play it.
Oh,
amazing.
Right now.
Good. I don't remember anything about it.
Basically, what happened is the pilgrims were like, this place talks funny and shit, and we can make a better language with less use. So John Smith and the guy from the oatmeal box sailed across a big pond that is the sea and landed here in America, where we made better accents, cars, and money.
I don't think that was right.
How you don't remember it?
Yeah, I know, but I'm just deducing. Because, like, the oatmeal box guy is, like, mid-1800s to late 1800s. Pilgrims is like early 1600s.
Pretty close.
I don't know.
Pretty close, right?
I did listen to a podcast on how to do math, but I don't remember it.
You'd listen to a podcast on how to do math.
Yeah, and I don't remember it. It was like, you know,
like which kind of math?
Remember.
Which kind? Or you don't remember at all?
No idea.
It looks like I have it here. Let's go.
Oh,
5, 7, 76,
4,
13,
29, 987.
Subtract.
Add.
Subtract.
Minus.
100 million?
Subtract.
divide.
100 billion? Yeah, no wonder I don't remember that. I don't think it would have helped if I did.
Yeah, it's probably actually your brain protecting you that you didn't remember that. It might be a bad thing that we're putting this out on the air. We're propagating this horrible mind virus. The woke mind virus. I am woke. I like being woke.
Tell me about it.
But I'm a new kind of, I'm woke.
Oh, so old woke is broke. You've now woken from your woke state.
I've woke up and now I am unstoppable, really. Ask me any question, I'll answer.
So you've woken up from a second dream lair.
I'm like, it's like the Matrix, but woke. Okay. Ask me any question, I'll answer it.
We're traditionally the anti-woke Matrix movie.
Oh, yeah. The Wachowskis?
So anti-woke.
Now, they are Jewish? Or is that a Polish name?
Okay, that's a good point, Shane. Yeah, let's stop talking about it.
I'm worried.
Okay, we're going to go on a break. We just found out the Wachowskis might be Jewish or Polish. Shane says we have to go on a break.
I like the Jews too much, I think, is the problem.
Oh,
people have been weird about
the Jewish peoples is what we say. We're not on a break.
Oh,
good.
I was just joking. I'll make the sound.
No. Oh, look. Okay. Connor is, he has woken up from being woke. Let's ask him a question. How do you feel politically?
So good. It's time for a break. We'll be right back with more podcasts. Very important after this. Click. Podcast, very important. Welcome back. We're counting down the top 10 number one things you need to know this week.
Did you play
week.
The song? Or the sound?
You didn't.
Did you not hear me?
No.
Huh?
I went, oh, la, 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 la. Okay, I'll try
again. I thought you were speech jammed.
So this is the podcast that we're having right now that
Without
you're a part
the,
of. Thank you for
the
joining
sounds,
us.
It's confusing.
I can't even tell if we are having
Where
this podcast.
Where are we in the episode?
Okay. Let's. I got
I didn't
an
know
idea.
They
Let's,
were so important. Why did you decide to let the episode go without the sound?
You. I did. You kept. You, it was you, Shane. You kept saying there's no time for this. We have to
you
go.
You said the listeners
saying,
know
we
the
have to
sound.
Go.
I have a plumber
sound.
Coming to my house. We need to do this. Yeah, that sounds like me. Come on. Pish posh.
Yeah, that's what you said too.
Yeah, you said that sounds like me, pish posh. Let's all do the coming back from the break jingle together because it is just our voices layered, right? So let's just do that. And that you know what it sounds like. It's a podcast. So here we go. Let's do it. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Hey, I want the podcast.
Jason.
Podcasts, very important. Click, clock.
Hey, come on back. It's time for the break. Now, you having a good time on the break? So did we. We're going to go around the horn, see what everybody did. Shane, hit me up. Or do you want to go first? Because sometimes you, you throw a conniption.
I've never.
Do you want to go first? Second all, you're going first.
I don't have any problems. I don't know what's up with you guys. Yeah, what did I do? I had a good time.
Oh, you can remember. Come on, it just happened. You just did
it. I was doing
it.
Something really important, and I was having a good time doing
really
it. I was
good
very
for
good
the
at it. And then I opened a door, and a bucket fell down. I got bonked on the head. I've been bonked. There was a bucket. It was full of water, but it fell bottom for like it didn't tilt over. It just full on fell onto my head, and I went
It would have been
a
funny prank.
Corner, and then a 2x4, boom, right into the bonk on the head. Then I banana.
Did you
peel.
Did it swell up with a big lump?
Yeah, banana peel. I fell. I hit my head right on the banana peel.
With that can smacking the pink can smacking into your head. I thought you got a flat top or something, but your head's just
I got a weird shaped head. I came into a door and then a paint can swung down and hit me in the face. I was just trying to rob a little kid who I knew his parents are on vacation, so I thought I'd rob him.
Oh, so he was home by himself?
Yeah.
And home by himself too.
Yeah, I took a quick break. We went to a different city.
Did you meet Donald Trump?
Yep, Donald Trump was there. He was like, oh.
For the listeners, Shane just did an action. He put, when he screamed there, he put his two hands to his cheeks, almost like, is it Edvard Munch's the
yeah,
scream?
Mona Lisa. Oh.
Mona Lisa scream, yeah.
Home Alone Lisa.
Why is she screaming?
No, it's Rob. It's, I'm pretty sure it's Robert Munch.
Isn't, okay. Well,
he did the little scraggly characters yep. and also that famous painting with the scream.
The scraggly
look
characters.
It up. Listeners, look it up.
Bonked on the head.
It's a really fun wordplay joke.
Tell me I'm not stupid.
Nothing
look
from
up.
The big house from the little kid.
Okay, so Shane is still thinking he's going. So he must have got hit on the head pretty hard.
From paint can, from banana peel, from wood.
Okay, and maybe he's like drank some of the paint or something because he's got like some blue around his mouth.
Quick sip. Got speech jammed.
A little BB
by
in your eye, I think.
Bat in the head.
Okay, Shane keeps having quick, cheeky sips from the paint can.
It's keeping me awake. I found out if I go to sleep, I'll die.
A cheeky little sip will do you. Jason, what'd you do over the break?
Okay. So, you know how we were, we kept going on and on about the speech jam was getting me so hungry. I made me up a batch of speech marmalade.
Oh, peach jam.
Just a little bit, got a little bit more of a citrusy twist to it. So I've been eating that. I'm troubled talking now.
Oh, no.
Listeners, I invite you to celebrate our most listenable and intelligible episode yet. And it, surprisingly, or maybe not, this is the one we've put the most effort into.
Connor, what did you do over the break?
Well, you guys know my hero's Chris Hansen, and I aspire to be the next Chris Hansen, right? You guys know I've always said this.
Which, and he's, what part of his work? His newscasting?
They did Mbop, right?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. I wanted to be part of the Chris Hansen brothers and go on to do the Chris Hansen work, catching pedophiles.
Oh, do that pedophile stuff. You want to do that pedophile stuff?
Yeah. I want to do that pedophile stuff. I want to bust a pedophile. I want to bust a pedophile's ass.
Busted. You been busted.
Busted. Busting pedophiles. I think that would be the name of my show is Busting Pedophiles. But it kind of went wrong. So I went on a chat room, right, like posing as a little boy and being like,
hey, you know, my penis is on.
See what happens. And so then this other guy was like,
yeah, let's do this. Let's meet.
We were like, well, yeah, let's meet at a Target. So we're going to like get him in the parking lot. Okay. I got a friend of mine to film.
You didn't want to do the Chris Hansen method of buying a nice pizza, maybe having a plate of cookies, having it at a house, make him feel comfortable.
It's been done.
You're a lousy date.
It's been done. I want to get him right away. And also, it turns out I have no authority to do anything.
Yeah, technically, what you're doing is a crime, an active crime, where he's just suspected of a crime.
Well, and doubly so, because I found out that the man was also sort of catfishing me as a little boy. He's my neighbor, the little boy.
Oh God, of course.
I met up with him. He kicked my shins. He said,
what the hell?
And then he started turning a camera on me, saying,
You're a pedophile. Why'd you come here?
And I said,
no, why'd you come here? You came here to fuck me.
And he said,
you came here to fuck me.
And I said,
no, you came here to fuck me.
And it went back and forth like that until the cops came. And basically, I can't do the show anymore. And Chris Hansen doesn't like me.
That's not going to be good for the ratings, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
What do the cops do? Tase? Gun?
Yeah, the tase. Baton. It was big tase. Big tase on me, bigger tase on the boy.
Tase on Day.
Big tase on Day.
Chocolate raining everywhere.
Tase on Day was doing the camera work and narration. We followed.
You're both
we followed Connor all the way over to the parking lot.
And then he leans away from the mic.
Oh, good shit. What the fuck? It's a good episode, you idiot. Yeah, we're having a good time, and you should be too. If you're not listening for that, what are you doing here? This is the best episode. Jason, did we already talk about what you did on the break?
Yeah.
I know.
Just quizzing me.
Do you guys
I know.
Fuck with marmalade?
Yeah. Yeah, I know I do.
Nah.
That's fucked. That's your rules. But you want your like strawberry jam, your fucking jellies and shit. Well, you don't orange no good for you? Good enough for that
that's
bear.
The shit, man.
Paddington, I'm trying to get some conflict in this episode. Let's fuck Connor up. God. Dude.
Mission accomplished. I didn't know we had such strong opinions on marmalade and other spreads.
Yeah, it tastes good.
I don't have anything against marmalade. I just think it's for degenerates and posers.
Okay. What are you spreading then, huh? Aside from them
me,
cheeks.
Me, nothing but mama's homemade beet jelly.
Okay, see, he's been fucking bonked on the head. He's got...
No, I'm just kidding. I don't, actually. I don't really have toast. I don't really have jam or jelly.
What about any preserves of any kind?
Yeah. Not really.
Chutney, that's the most embarrassing thing he's ever said. Nothing.
No, I love a good chutney, but I'm not having chutney in the morning. Like, I don't think chutney and marmalade are, you know, they're not on the same shelf.
They're what good. Do you spread on your shit, dude?
Guys, I don't eat anymore. I told you, I went from vegetarian to nonitarian. I am dying.
Okay, so in the morning, you're holding your bagel, and what are you doing with it?
I'm looking at it thinking that would be great. I don't eat it, Connor. And then I go outside and I eat some pine needles. So the resin will slowly preserve my body as it decays.
Okay, well, pine resin is a spread.
Oh, okay. Then I guess I like pine resin. I guess that's what I fuck with. I fuck with pine resin.
Marmalade is for fucking degenerate losers, but pine resin is
that's
really,
like your favorite food.
Really elevates a dish.
You guys ever fuck with pine resin?
Nah, dude. All my homies have scurvy.
Well, I'm trying to mummify myself alive. So,
oh, like the show.
And you're really looking like that these days.
Thank you.
You are looking withered and zombie like.
Why are you mummifying? Are you worried you're going to look ugly when you're dead and you're trying to
Thank you, Shane. That's exactly it. I'm so worried.
No one's going to fuck my corpse.
Well, exactly. No necrophiliac's going to go for, like, your corpse unless you're doing something nice. And I look at the mummies. You ever see where they, like, here's Tutankhamun or any of these mummies they unearth, and you look at them, you go, oh, my God, they're beautiful. Yeah.
Toot and cum?
Well, two-hand cumming is my...
Okay.
That's my drag pyramid name, is two-hand cumming.
Yeah.
But anyway, I looked at you know, Tutankhamun's face, and I said, that's what I want to look like when I'm dead. Just so somebody will fuck me then.
Okay, interesting.
It's time for the top 10 number one. We're counting down. We are counting down the top 10 number one things you need to know this week. I don't know what that was. I just feel like there's no music, so I had to. I don't know what that was. I just felt like I needed to add something in there. Oh, actually, that's good.
What do you mean? What do you mean that's good?
Instead of numbers, let's do an erotic moan.
People are going to lose track of where they are. On their worksheets at home, they're going to be confused.
I don't think it'll be a problem. I think they'll love it. Number... Jason's Racist by Confucian Says. Pick your copy up on Amazon... .china
or don't, because I don't love the message and I don't love how this is actually topping the charts.
It's topping the charts.
Yeah, Amazon
won't stop blowing
China.
Up on the billboard. It's so catchy, but it's not true. I want to reiterate that.
Number Tiff is so sick, so we're deaf. We can't hear each other, and that lasted a whole 15 seconds before we all felt sick.
It was
sick.
Way too hard. Yep, I threw up.
We did the whole episode not hearing each other. I hope everything lined up. Jason, thanks for saying that.
Over to you, Jane. Number 8, the Crohn's House for peasants with leaky bums to fix Crohn's disease is one of the main reasons the pilgrims left England. A lot of nasty stuff going on there. Number 7, the American accent was developed when the oatmeal box guy went over the big pond to America and decided they wanted less use in their words. Number 6, Shane's brain protected him from remembering the math podcast. Shane's brain protects him from remembering a lot.
Thank God. Or I'd really be in trouble.
Including our friendiversary. Number 5, hey now, goddamn, we're back from the break. New saying, probably going to keep it. I like it quite a bit. Number four, a cheeky little sip will do you. Shane's been drinking paint throughout the episode. Oh, I do think it makes him a better co-host.
Better friend, better lover.
Yeah, back to you, Connor.
Number three, busting pedophiles. What? How did that go?
Busting pedophiles.
I'm trying to be the Chris Hansen brothers. It didn't go well. I got reverse busted. Number two, Tayson Day arrested Connor for being a pedophile. He was also my accomplice.
Oh, huh?
Wait,
we missed this bit earlier.
And also, I'm glad I unconsciously switched to doing the numbers because that really would have been bad with the moaning.
Yep.
Oh, Tayson Day.
Okay, so Jason, you felt bad about being racist with Confucian says. Well, this just says I am being a pedophile, which I'm not.
I got off what happened this episode
is
Scott
a little
free.
Boy. No, a little boy tried to get me. He tried to set me up. It was okay. It's
by being so hot.
No, he's not.
By dressing like that.
No, Shane. Okay, internet? Now it's on you.
I didn't do this anything. Is on you, Shane. No, I'm explaining.
You
your
just
crimes
said
to
what you.
You
just said.
No,
you
we
just,
are in court. I'm the judge.
No!
This is your technique. You go, judge, sounds like you did it. Sounds like
gag
you
order.
Did it,
gag
judge.
Order.
Judge.
Judge, you did it.
You got a silly hat. The top 10 number one thing you need to know this week is.
Bum, bum. Beep,
beep. Connor's mummifying himself alive with pine resin as necrophile bait. When they uncover me, they will call me Two Hand Cummin, the coolest mummy. From Southern Ontario.
Is that like To Catch a Predator, but the guy like comes into the house and it's Chris Hansen lying like a dead body, and then when he goes to like kiss it, he's like, oh, take a seat! And he spooks it. Oh, fuck, he's alive!
He gets people from the necrophile forms who are looking for recently deceased bodies.
You were messaging a body.
Or what if it's just like, what if you have a guy, like, I just pretend to be dead, and some necrophiliac's like, oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. And then just as he's about to bust, I go like, ha ha, I'm alive. And he just instantly is like, no.
Oh,
and it's ruined
it.
For him. You ruined it. You ruined it.
And I go, ruined orgasm kink.
And I run off naked from the graveyard, laughing my little tuchus.
Guess we
my
already
little
did the top
drippy
10.
Tuchus
we can't
off.
Be doing this. I have a plumber
coming. We can't
coming.
Be one-upping it. Okay, guys, if you like this show, come see us live, because it's even better there.
Sometimes.
We do a live show at Tall Boys, first Tuesday of every month, Toronto, every Ontario, month. Canada. Every month.
Wait, we're going to have to do this again next month?
Yes.
Oh, dude,
if you like this podcast... Shit. Please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and leave the following review. Would you please?
Dead people are so sexy. I like to kiss dead people and sexy dead people all day and damn night. I love kissing them dead people and listening to NPR because I'm learning to be less judgmental. Okay, so I am trying to kiss this dead person. Leave. Now, okay, I'll kiss you next. So get out.
Has anybody ever written one of our reviews onto anything?
If you like this podcast, give us 5 stars and leave the following review. Dead people are so sexy. I like to kiss dead people and sexy dead people all day and damn night. I love kissing them dead people and listening to NPR because I'm learning to be less judgmental, okay? So, I'm trying to kiss this dead person. Leave now, okay? I'll kiss you next, so get out.
Aggressive.
Perfect. Leave that as a review of our show.
Yes. Please. Nobody's doing it. We put so much work
in. You guys
in.
Don't seem to fucking understand how this works. Leave that review.
Yeah, you listen to the cut down version that takes us 5 minutes. This thing takes us an hour to do just the fucking review part.
All right. This has been podcast very important, funny, and actually, and it's for you.
Podcast
very important.
Podcast.
You're welcome.
Filmed shortly after Y2K erased most child labor laws in Canada, Ding Dong High is known as the action park of kids' television shows. Infamous for accidents and deaths both on and off set, Ding Dong High left many damaged child stars in its wake, two of which are hosting a brand new podcast, Ding Dong Watch Along. Learn the true story of Ding Dong High. Subscribe to Ding Dong Watch Along now.